Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on the Fan. I got something really sad to tell everybody coming up here in a second. Liz just texted me right before the segment. I'm sorry. So I told you, we got the Canadian geese up on top of the roof, which they haven't been around here for the last couple of days. There was a... Oh, my God. It's getting even worse. Oh, my God. She's calling it a mallard. It's not a mallard. It's just a duck. Mallards are the men. So I had...
This whole show has been...
Now hot. I'm legitimately sad.
It's a battle of the sexes women. Show.
I got to pick up a dead duck when I go home.
Like from the store?
Shut up.
So, I'll be home at 15. I got to stop and pick up a dead duck first.
On Sunday, I posted a social media video because there was this duck. There was a duck hanging out by the truck. And I was cleaning out Liz's car. You know, I always yell at the seagulls and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I made a little video. And I'm like, ducks are cool. You can stay. Well, apparently... The duck laid her eggs in our front bushes by the lamppost. And I was telling my sons to stay away from there. And she texted me and she said last night someone attacked the duck and ate the eggs. So the duck is dead next to the light post and there are eggshells. And now I'm kind of sad because the duck was my friend, man. That's kind of...
Somebody had themselves a little duck omelet.
L'orange.
Three or four. Ken used to say 12.
It's obviously something French.
Man. I don't want something like that to happen. That's a shame.
I thought when you started talking that for sure your dog had died.
That's I did too.
No,
I thought,
God,
well,
no.
See you, Sam.
Well, no.
If that was your reaction for the nameless... personality-less ducks that have been hanging out.
The duck by the truck.
What is it going to be for Sam?
You don't even want to know.
You would have had to leave.
I had to leave the room the other day. I was petting Sam, and I started choking up. They say he's fine. He doesn't need to be put down or anything, but I said, oh.
How old is Sam?
He's 12. We're coming down the home stretch here. And what did he do? Oh, yeah, he pooped in the hallway yesterday. Like, in the middle of the night, Liz woke me up. So now I got to go pick up the dead duck. I'm going to be crying today in the middle of the day. All right. Well.
Are you concerned that you have something that attacks other animals?
No, I live by the woods.
Living in the swamp?
I mean,
maybe coming out
of
night? Would
they get coyote or
these things? If it's a coyote.
Well, they've migrated.
I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. All right.
Are you allowed to just tee off on coyotes there? What are the rules out there?
Well, I told you, we talked about it during Fix My Life like a month ago, and it was a little bit odd that I actually had city council members kind of roundaboutly encouraging me to go ahead and do so.
Yeah, take the law in your own hands.
Which was sad. All right. Now we talk about the Cavs.
Which, the way you were talking, they could be gone by the end of the weekend.
Well, no one's going to attack and eat J.B. Bickerstaff's ducks, okay? His eggs. All right. This is Jared Allen.
Hold up.
All right. I just feel terrible for the duck. Now I got to go pick the duck up. Oh, my God. My kids got to go to school today. Oh, my God. They're going to be freaking out.
Eli's oh, they're gonna definitely going to see it. There's no way that she can steer them past, blindfold them.
Oh, my God. She's going to have to go out and get that duck out of there, but they're immediately going to be interested in what she's doing. I got to text my neighbors. Play the Jared Allen. I got to get AJ or somebody to go over there and get that damn duck up because
this is from
see
Sunday.
It, they're going to lose their bleeping minds.
It's from Sunday.
Okay.
Throw
go
the first punch. I think that's been the message all across the board, all across the locker room, to come in with a lot of energy and effort from the second it all happens and keep the same consistency.
Go ahead, Tone.
I've just seen already John Believeland says the Carmen's dinner tonight, and they have the scene from A Christmas Story at the very end of the
Not
Chinese restaurant.
Not some dead duck in the driveway.
And dinner is served. No meal prepping needed. Good to go.
What
this
about
one of those services that says,
all right, I'm...
Hello.
I do need to tell her now, if I'm going to act this way, I'm sad about this damn duck. She better not text me about Sam during the show. She cannot do that, or I will have to leave the show. That's not going to happen. I love that dog, man. All right. Jared Allen said they
this
have to throw the first punch.
This was the message for the locker room. You want to do it again?
All right, well, I got to recalibrate here. I got to refocus. Go ahead. Here we go.
Throw the first punch. I think that's been the message all across the board, all across the locker room, to come in with a lot of energy and effort from the second it all happens and keep the same consistency.
So Jared Allen's talking about throwing the first punch.
Is he going to get tossed from this game? All of a sudden we see uncharacteristic.
I don't want him to be tossed.
Jared Allen come in with his boxing gloves.
I don't want Jared Allen to be tossed, but
brass
I also.
Knucks.
Listen, the way things went over the weekend, I think a lot of people would like to see some physicality coming up this coming weekend, right?
Who's
right?
getting thrown out of this game for the Cavs? It sounds like the tone
no
has been set.
Get thrown out of the game,
like
Tone.
I could see them overcompensating after what happened last year, everybody calling them soft. Then the way you end the season, you're getting booed on Customer Appreciation Day.
Do Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris do rock, paper, scissors? They Rochambeau to see who's getting tossed?
Kenny, I'm telling you right now, I could totally see this happening, that they're going to get into it with Jalen Suggs, Jonathan Isaac.
It's my neighbor said he's going to come pick up the duck with a shovel. So
now that's
get
a good neighbor.
Before the kids go out there and see it. I got to get him a bottle of liquor now. He's a good man, Bob. Anyway, listen.
Or is he feeling guilty because he knows his kids had something to do with this last
the
night?
The kids didn't kill the duck. One's in college, the other one's in high school. He ain't bothering with that damn duck. All right, damn it. We're trying to talk basketball here. I'm trying to put the duck behind me. If it was a coyote, again, well. It might have been a fox. I got foxes back there.
Oh, I believe it.
I just hope it wasn't a coyote. I don't need that type of thing. Now I got to make sure Sam's on the leash.
Yeah,
he
Sam.
Doesn't know what the hell's going
Sam.
On. All right, fine. Thank God for Bob. I'm sorry about the duck dying. I know nature, it's ran its course. I know David Attenborough would be laughing at me right now, but damn it, I felt bad for that duck. We had a kinship there
in the
middle of my drive. I felt like Tony Soprano on my driveway there with the duck.
Well, the duck knows how you would talk about the seagulls and to the seagulls.
Yes, I like ducks. I'm not a fan of seagulls. And the Canadian geese, they honk way too bleeping much. I like blue herons, obviously. We're not doing a power rankings. Don't. We got to get focused.
Kent's Nature Preserve.
All right, number one, I'm going to do it. What the hell? Lean into it. Number one, are you talking all animals or just birds?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Oh, God.
The koi.
That have been at your house.
Number one, the deer. Number two, I don't have koi. They're goldfish.
Wow, surprised by that.
You're going to have undesirables running around in my backyard. You need to stop. Those are goldfish. Number one. Number one, deer. No, you know what? No. Number one, mallard ducks. The green head, beautiful.
Wow.
Number two, the blue heron. They're majestic.
They are. They're beautiful.
The majestic.
Oh, look at that one. I swear to God, it's in the backyard right now.
Number three,
I've
the deer.
I've clubbed many with a drive.
Number three, the deer.
Of a golf ball.
I told
Why?
That one time over at Valley of the Eagles, I hit that Canadian goose, and it was just sitting there flapping
the
at me.
The noise they make, you feel so bad.
It was fine because I hit the ball 30 miles an hour every time if I could even get it in the air. Do you have anything to say?
He was taunting you. That's all you got?
I did not mean to totally drive this thing into a culvert. I did not mean to do that.
It's called a worm burner.
Wow.
I burned her feathers. All right. Is there too much focus on being physical for the Cavs in this series?
Too much focus on waterfowl.
There's no, I got to get rid of my phone here.
Well, no,
now I'm just feeling terrible.
So the physicality thing is interesting because I've heard every Cavs fan say the same thing. Got to show your toughness. Got to come out swinging. Okay, but you want to make sure that you're not, it's not a departure from who you are as a basketball team, right? You can't be something that you're not. You can't all of a sudden act like you have 12 Dylan Brooks on your team. Or Ron Artest. Like, that's not who the Cavs are. I don't need Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland trying to be something they are not.
Yeah.
And what do we have David Thorpe on yesterday? It said the Cavs just, they have more bullets in the chamber than what the Magic have. They have more scoring. They have that ability to shoot. We've seen that at times. So, like, don't deviate from who you are as a team. Like, yeah, you need to be physical because it's the playoffs. And I think they learn firsthand who they are as a team. I get it. Everybody that calls us up, it's going to say, got to be physical, got to be physical. JB is probably hitting them over the head with, got to be physical. But there are certain things you either are or you aren't. You want to make sure they come out and they're not all of a sudden we go, where did this come from? Who is this Cavs team? Like, I don't
need
them
don't want
getting
them to
into
act,
it.
Yeah, I don't want them to focus too much on that and lose games because I'd rather win the game. But I do need them to be physical here. I think it would go a long way with the fan base. 216-474-0092. Is there too much focus on being physical in this series for the Cleveland Cavaliers, or do they need to put some hustle with this muscle and get going here? Fix My Life, 745. J.C. Sheldon, former Ohio State basketball women's basketball guard, joins us at 920. She's a new Dallas Wing. We'll talk to her about embarking on her WNBA journey at 920, coming up on The Fan. The Cavs, are they focused too much on being physical in this series? 216-474-0092. Fix My Life, 745, which we might just have to update this because a lot of people are giving me ideas about what might have killed this duck out in my driveway. I'm just telling you right now. I got to save it because I'm getting a lot of information from a lot of different places here. Also, J.C. Sheldon, wonderful Ohio State women's basketball guard. She's going to join us 9:20. She's a new Dallas Wing. You're going to want to hear it. Free Odyssey app. Make sure you get it. It's fantastic. Get all the audio right there in your Odyssey app. So do you believe they might be focused too much on physicality here before we get to these calls?
I think by and large, you hear every NBA team talking about the difference between a regular season and the playoffs. They all say the same thing. They all talk about physicality.
Yeah.
And this is why it's time for a breakthrough for somebody like Evan Mobley, who, you know, we've had our jokes about him being a little meek, not being the most outspoken guy, and not playing with that type of physical presence. But I will tell you, I've seen signs after that ankle injury. He has been more aggressive. I remember the Knicks game going right at Kevin Durant. Like, he has shown a little bit more kind of prowess that I hadn't really seen.
Like, I don't want him to try to, like, it seems perfect for you guys trying too hard and now you dumbed yourself out of this situation and here you are losing. I don't know if it's that way, Tone. I've seen what Evan Mobley has done since he came back from that injury, and he is exactly what you said. Like, there is something here where he's played, I don't want to say with a little bit of a mean streak, but he's been very aggressive. Again, it takes a lot. It takes a long time for him to gather on three-point attempts. But he's played stronger. He's played harder. You mentioned just a second ago how he played against a couple of these other premier players in the NBA. I mean, there has been a seriousness to him that I think that he's kind of taken and taken to the next level here. Is it going to be enough? It can be enough against Orlando. Is it going to be enough this year to go on against Boston or God knows who else? I'm not sure. But I tell you what, I can, as angry as I was on Sunday, I really wasn't even angry. You got me angry. But as angry as it came off on Monday and Sunday night and Monday morning, like, I can turn on this and go, all right, there's going to be some changes coming. We all know with who. I mean, I'm not rooting for the guy to get fired, but it seems like it's going to go that way more than likely because it seems that a lot of guys who are running around on the floor are not fans of the guy directing him now. But we'll talk about that when we get to that bridge. I can look at this season and go, wait a minute. Now, if Donovan signs, that's the big goal here. But if Donovan signs, and I can look back on this and go, you know, Evan really grew in this postseason. Might have dominated. If I can say he dominated against Orlando, or I can say he played to an exceedingly high level against Orlando and took that next step and then continued to take steps and might have learned something against the Boston Celtics, then I think that that might be a bit of a success. So, I'm more than willing to dial back on the criticism here and see the forest for the trees. I want to meet him halfway on a lot of that stuff. I'm not trying to belabor something that happened 5 days ago. I don't want to carry that into the postseason. But I am nervous about how they'll come off on Saturday thinking, well, if they just decide to start jogging up and down the floor on Saturday and these fans start going after him, then like there's going to be hell to pay come Monday morning here. Like they can really make a statement Saturday afternoon.
So there, I totally agree. And I think that's a part of winning back some of the fans that are feeling the way they're feeling and are in almost unison, in agreement with you about how this thing flamed out at the end of the year and just not just the last game of the year, but also how they played after the All-Star break. It hasn't been good. It hasn't been pretty. They've been below 500. All the metrics have dipped. Their defense has been really bad for a Cavs team that was their calling card, not getting back in transition like we talked about yesterday. I do hope we see a noticeable difference, and I'm telling you, I think this Cavs team can pound Orlando on the boards in a way they just were not able to do against the Knicks last year, and that's going to be huge in this series, getting second opportunity, especially on the offensive boards.
Well, let me ask you this. And 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs too focused on being physical here, or do they need to focus on being physical here in this series against Orlando? We had David Thorpe on. We had the play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic on TV earlier this week. Are we talking about Jonathan Isaac the right way? Are we overrating? I'm asking a question, not making a point here. I'm asking you. Are we overrating Jonathan Isaac to any degree because of what Mitchell Robinson did to us last year?
Well, he's been a bench
player.
Or
are we putting him right where we need to put him, thinking, hey, this guy can play really good defense.
Well,
there's going to be a
problem
here. I'll
tell you, the one I'm more maybe concerned isn't the right term, but I'm more focused on is Jalen Suggs. Because I just go back and if you pull up a video of him from this year playing defense, if you ever wondered if somebody could play defense in the NBA like Aaron Kraft did in college, this is how he plays. He will just pick you up full court. He will swarm you. He will get into you. And remember, they don't call fouls the way they do in the regular season or the way they did in the first few months of the year. So Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell better be prepared for that. Because he's going to take any time you try to cross in front of him, he's going to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just take that ball, deflections, swarming, hands there. They have to be pinpoint with their passes. They cannot lollygag. If Darius Garland thinks he's going to, you know how his signature move when they inbound the ball is for him to just kind of watch that ball and mosey on by, let the clock tick.
No, he's going to go his way.
He will come in and dive. I wouldn't be surprised if he has knee pads all of a sudden like it's volleyball. He will come in and dive and steal the ball. Like, you have to be aware of all those little things come playoff time now.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs be focused on being physical, or is there too much of a focus? Hearing what Jared Allen said, is there too much of a focus on being physical here? Should they play their style of basketball and just focus on getting these wins? Peter in Perrysburg, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
Ken, no, I'm not letting you slide. Your horrible top five list of all-time animals. You went 0 for 1, 2, 3. You put two birds and then deer. That's terrible, man.
I said in my backyard.
No, Peter,
in my backyard,
his house.
Peter, at my house.
Oh, my God.
Here. Well, you haven't been to my house, Peter. You live in Perrysburg. The only thing I know about Perrysburg, Ohio, is good football, good sports in general. Jerry Glanville and you.
Yeah, it's flat, too. So
it's flat. It. Okay, we got a few hills in Streetsboro. Continue. Hey, what were you going to say?
I think that they should be physical. I think they should. I think they need to come out firing. I think that they really need to be in a playoff mentality. I understand that, like, we know we're in the playoffs, blah 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 blah. We're not going to let the sins of last year and our not handling the Knicks the way we really should have. I think they need to have that in mind. I think they need to come out firing and they need to be prepared to fight, because I think Orlando's going to come out fighting.
I think you're right about that, Peter. As much as we started off in the wrong foot there. I think that there's going to be, if you're Orlando and they play tight defense, they struggle scoring, and thank you very much for the call. They play tight defense, they have trouble scoring. Like, I know they had Jake Chapman on, right, earlier this week on the Midday Show?
Correct.
And, I mean, he knows them as well as anybody. He knows hoops. I think that they're going to try to bog it down even more. And when David Thorpe, we had him on yesterday, Coach Thorpe, when he was saying, hey, these are teams that are either 24th or 25th or 25th and 26th in pace. I mean, these are teams that are going to be slow. I mean, you're going to be watching high school basketball coming up on Saturday here. And especially in game one, where it's a feel-out game in a lot of ways, I think Orlando might try to ball up a fist and sock you first here. I think that there might be some elbows and see if they can test you inside.
They know they can't score with you.
Them. Exactly.
So I expect, totally agree with you, Ken. I expect them to try to win this game in every ugly way they possibly can, because they know that there's more firepower. As much as we don't think there is, as much as we have been down on our offense, and as much as Darius has not been Darius this year, and Donovan after the knee injury wasn't the same, Evan Mobley, we did see some nice advances at the end of the year. I think we just have so much more firepower than Orlando. Orlando knows that they have to make this the biggest rock fight of all time. You're going to hear that term from the announcers throughout the game. It's going to be annoying how much they reference a rock fight.
Yeah, I've heard that term about three times already from guests. And I imagine we're going to hear it from the announcers on ESPN at 1 o'clock Saturday.
Well, yes. Last night, take for instance, 76ers and Miami is 105-104. I would not be shocked. I mean, unless the Cavs just catch fire and they just have one of those wire-to-wire wins and look great doing so, which I think they have it in them. I do think the Cavs have that in them. Orlando does not. I mean, 93, 91, 88. I mean, that could be the
final
score.
Playing in the 80s?
Yeah, that could be the final score in this game on Saturday, because neither team is really trying to run all that much, although Orlando will try to test that transition defense, which has been a flaw of the Cavs. But I think they'll be getting back in this game. I think they understand that has to be the case. So you just can't be turning the ball over. You know, that's going to be a huge part of Orlando's attack. They know that if the Cavs can get settled in, the Cavs are going to get good looks. The gravity of Max Strus and George Niang, you know, Sam Merrill can go and be healthy in this game, and obviously Donovan Mitchell. They know that if the Cavs are allowed to set up in the half court, then they're going to be able to get good looks.
Well, I'm glad you brought those two guys up. Because Max Strus, going back to Sunday, Max Strus was obviously very upset.
Yeah.
You know, I think George Niang, we had him on the show. I think there's a level of professionalism and a little level of seriousness. You know, when Donovan Mitchell, I think it was Donovan who had said to Chris about teaching people what playoff, showing, we got to show them what playoff basketball is. And a lot of people obviously rolled their eyes at something like that. I think that's where the veterans have to step up and do that. I do think that when Jared Allen says the lights were too bright, while we ripped him like crazy right after that series, Jared Allen wasn't telling a lie. He told the truth. We just didn't want him to admit something like that. And for Evan, if Evan's starting to throw some elbows here and play more aggressively, I can get more out of him here. Again, I'm looking at this. If we want to play the long game, I'll play the long game with him. And if I can get out of this series a win, obviously, Evan playing well, Evan being more aggressive, if I can get leadership from not just Donovan Mitchell, but I can get them to be brought along, because a lot of people are saying 6-7-game series. All right, well, if it's a 7-game series, by the time game seven is going to come around, there's going to be people who are going to be negative. Either that or my heart's going to be pounding out of my chest. Now, I'm going to try not to be negative about them if they get to a game seven. It is what it is, and it's still a 4-5 matchup. We're not exactly where we wanted to be, but it's still a 4-5 matchup. I need to give Orlando the proper respect that they're due. So if it gets to a game seven and I come out of there, all right, you fought a war, you won it. Now we're going to learn against Boston. We'll give them hell. Maybe we can go into a series with kind of a, all right, let's see what we can do attitude. Let's see if we can play loose and physical and see if we can gain something from here and see if we can play against a great team and two of the premier players in the NBA. I'll take that. I know it's Ken, you're making amends for what's really going on. Yeah, there is part of that. I'll grant you that, but I have to see what the entire picture of this is before I just go and say that this whole thing isn't going to work. Like they are in Atlanta after last night in that game. I know you weren't referencing that game, but I have to because of their loss to Chicago last night where they want to blow it all up.
Yes, and they will be. They definitely will be.
Obviously, yes.
So I think about this all the time. How we think about this team today, it totally flips if they win against Orlando, especially if they win in like 5 games or look pretty good in 6 games. Because what happens is guys get unlocked in the playoffs and start feeling really good about their roles. That's what happened with the Miami Heat last year. Mm-hmm. They were so down on that Miami Heat team all season. Then they won a round. Now all of a sudden, remember, Max came alive. Caleb Martin. Now, all of a sudden, Duncan Robinson is back. Like, it starts to feed on itself. Guys get more as the series goes on, as the playoffs go on. And I'm telling you, the fans, as much as I'm looking right now on SeatGeek, on StubHub, 35, I mean, regular season prices to get into this game on the secondary market.
It's still upper deck.
Upper deck. But that changes. That changes once the fans start seeing, you know, these guys play to their capabilities. Now, look, if they come out and you want to talk about, you know, throwing a first punch, if it's Orlando and you lose and home court advantage has got like, okay, Kenny, then you know what? I'm probably going to hear from a lot of people saying, you try to get us excited about this. There's something in me that tells me that's not going to be the case on Saturday.
Is it weird that I kind of
hope I'm wrong? I mean, I hope I'm right. I hope it's not going to be that way where a lot of the Cavs fatigue about how this team has played. I just think they've got it in them to come out and really dictate, set the tone in this first game.
I know it's a Saturday, so it's going to be a different type of fan anyway.
That's true.
Like Monday would probably be more of a business-like atmosphere with people coming in from work, but I tell you, I kind of like that the prices are low. Because that means a guy, like my neighbor in Streetsboro taking his family to the game on a nice price for a playoff game, they're going to be a lot louder than the guy taking his clients and throwing the free T-shirt on over the college shirt. Kind of want to take that positivity to it. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot. She's going to join us on the show. We will talk draft with her. We will talk to Sean Watson's shoulder with her, obviously. And, you know, we're getting new helmets. And the new helmets look nice, but there's a possibility of a third helmet. Who's the third man? Coming up at 8:20 this morning. Up next, look at how they massacred my duck. It's coming up and Fix My Life on the Fan.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Lyman just let me in on a little thing real quick. They are not trading that first round pick next year. That coming up at 8:20 this morning. Talking about your Browns, because Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 8:20. We'll see if she agrees with Tone and what he just gave to us there. We got to figure out here what the hell I'm going to do and figure out who's... People are taking a wonder about who killed the duck out in my front yard. So Liz texted me this morning. It became an immediate distraction because she said something... It was during a break. It was like right as we were getting ready for the segment. And she said something terrible happened in the front yard. And at first, I thought maybe... I was like, what fresh hell have you brought to my life now? Well, there was a duck that laid her eggs in our front by the light post in the front. And basically, to make a short story long and a long story short, something killed the duck for its eggs. And we were wondering who killed the duck. What killed the duck? Now, I live on the edge of the woods. And there's a lot of different things. I've told the, I didn't tell the whole snake story, but I've told a version of the snake story. There's a lot of critters that tend to go around. And I didn't hear anything last night. Liz was up with the dog a couple of times. Like, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I didn't hear anything. She just said there was a dead duck in the driveway, and thank goodness my neighbor came over and shoveled it out and took it out of there before my kids could see the dead duck. It was almost like you when you were driving by and they were carrying your neighbor out on the stretcher with the blue tarp over. So, not really, because that was a person, not a duck, but you get what I'm saying. So I felt bad about the duck. And then people started wondering what killed the duck, because I got a lot of, and people brought up coyotes. And somebody had said to us on social media that a coyote would have just ate the duck as well. And I went, that's a great point. Somebody suggested Milo, Lima's cat. Lima's cat sucks and would have absolutely killed the duck.
Come on. I don't think he has. He's been too domesticated. I don't think he has it in him.
No, but
plus,
I mean,
that's a long trip.
If he had the chance.
Yeah, commute. The Uber, expensive.
Milo hates you. Milo
feline
hates your
Uber
kids.
Is not what it used to be.
Milo wishes Sarah was still single and lonely.
Definitely.
And hates you and definitely would kill something that's close to your friends to get back at you.
Should I be worried about the baby?
Did Milo order the hit? I want to know. There's a lot of people saying, now I read up about this. Apparently, I looked up the top, this is from Delta Waterfowl, top duck craving predators. The very first picture you see is a raccoon eating an egg. And I do go, well, we did. Even though I told that story about the bunny rabbit on the back deck, there was a time last spring where Axel's like, hey, there's a raccoon out there. And this raccoon was the size of a dog, and it's just staring back. And we just stared at each other for a while until finally she or he, I don't know which one, I didn't really check, hopped off the back of the deck. So now I'm thinking it's either, it says raccoons, skunks.
Ooh.
Now, I've smelled skunk in the morning.
I have too. Yep.
Okay. But I think a lot
that
of people
be,
smell skunk.
So mile away is the skunk smell can travel.
A mile away?
As a guy who's had his dog sprayed a couple times in the last year.
I mean, that's
done
a lot
of research.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know. Coyotes, but I kind of, the thing about eating the duck kind of led me off the scent of a coyote. Red foxes, which I've had a red fox in the backyard, which was actually really cool.
I used to watch one of his shows.
Badgers. They don't have any badgers.
Shouldn't have badgers.
I've never seen a badger. This isn't Wisconsin. Mink. I've never seen a mink. Corvids, gulls. Of all the gulls, I've never seen any in Streetsboro. And then it says other nest predators, which whatever, it's like birds of prey, including hawks. But it's nighttime. I don't, like owls. Owls eat at night, right? They're nocturnal, aren't they, Owen? Owls.
Owls are nocturnal, yes.
Yeah, because Liz is like, what happened to it? I go, something killed the duck to get to the duck's
eggs. Owls I see at the nature center look so cute. They would never do that.
I think owls would do anything they could to kill anything.
I think it's wrong to stereotype owls.
Yeah. I mean, gee, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I mean, the product, the environment, everything like that, you can't just say that they're fine.
It's more of a nature over nurture thing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Vice-y-versy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway. So, do you have a guess, Owen? I think it might have been a raccoon.
The raccoon thing is, Anthony and I were just talking about raccoons off air. I could see that possibly happening. I don't know anything about their habits other than they like to get in my trash cans and eat the
and
garbage.
They're good at it.
So, yeah,
they really are. The next logical step would be for me to get a trap for the raccoon. I'm not trapping a raccoon.
Well, you can.
It's a waste of time. I live on the edge of the woods where I just leave it in the woods and would come back to my house.
My neighbor has we don't have a fence between us, and they have a pretty nice shed out there, but there has been raccoons that live under it, and she will pay for somebody. And the prices and the sizes of the traps, and you can get a trap that's 3 or 4 foot wide.
Oh, yeah.
And the raccoon will fill it up. It has to be big enough for the raccoon to go into.
Well, my dad, I mean, we would get groundhogs and raccoons back then because we lived on the edge of a great big old nursery field
right
back
bush,
in the day,
yeah.
Right by the where the shame bush is. And he had a great big trap where my dad can't kill anything, so he would trap it and then drive it somewhere and leave it off. And that was just, hey, raccoons, never a skunk, but raccoons, groundhogs, you know, other things, you know, whatever, he would just get rid of it. This, I'm not trapping a raccoon. I ain't got time for raccoons.
No,
I'm not
chance.
Messing with raccoons. Somebody guessed possum, maybe a possum, but of all things, I've never seen it. I saw a possum in West Park when we lived there. I haven't had a possum in Streetsboro yet. So we got that going for us. A lot of people, by the way, Tone, taking swings at Jared Allen, saying that we're putting way too much faith in Jared Allen. Of the people I'm worried about, quote-unquote worried about, like I'm worried about Darius Garland. I want him to play well. I want him to have a really good series. I'm not worried about Jared Allen. I know what he said last year. I know that it did not go his way. I know he got out physical. I think last year's last year. He's played really, really tough. I'm trusting him right now.
Maybe I would have been worried had they have ended up against the Knicks again. You know, because they've got Mitchell Robinson back. Hartenstein has been sensational this year. We all know about what Hart can do in a series like that. Well, we're not facing him. We're facing the Magic. I think yesterday they put out, you know, the amount of games. Danny Cunningham, I think, put out the amount of games difference in playoff experience between the Magic and the Cavs, and it's staggering. I think you have the huge advantage
here. Yeah, you do.
And so I'm just hoping that while you shouldn't need to have to take steps every time, like Minnesota Timberwolves are not thinking about steps. They're thinking about winning the championship right now. But this Cavs team, you know, after what happened last year, they definitely needed to take a step forward. And I'm hoping that year is going to be very valuable. Not to mention, this is the one reason you brought in, not just the shooting and the gravity, Max Strus and George Niang. And obviously you have, you know, a Morris brother on your team. And you're hoping that makes a difference too.
A Saturday, 1 p.m., Cavs Orlando. Jonathan Peterlin will have the post game for you right here live on the Fan, hopefully after a game one win. And then they play Monday night, 7 p.m., over at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on NBA TV. Mary Kay, 820, where J.W. Johnson might have given you a little hint about next year and that first-round pick and going against what I was hoping they might do coming up this year. Up next, though, just don't gamble. We all have rules at work. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.